Short Stories About Isolation and Loneliness, An Introduction. Time seems to move to a slower beat. Everything becomes more circumspect when you have no one to share the big things of life, or even the everyday little things. The worry of being alone, to be apart from others. The solitary feeling for a short time might help to get things into perspective or cool a raging mind. But if it's long-term, then the mind begins to play tricks. Conversations between ourselves, no outside voice to support, to balance, to question or confirm. From there, the path can be very unsettling. Our authors, including Nikolai Gogol, O. Henry, Catherine Mansfield, Amy Levy, Mikhail Bulgakov, H.P. Lovecraft, and others have much to say.
Misery by Anton Chekhov. The twilight of evening. Big flakes of wet snow are whirling lazily about the street lamps, which have just been lighted, and lying in a thin, soft layer on roofs, horses' backs, shoulders, caps. Iona Potapov, the sledge driver, is all white, like a ghost. He sits on the box without stirring, bent as double as the living body can be bent. If a regular snowdrift fell on him, it seems as though even he would not think it necessary to shake it off. His little mare is white and motionless, too. Her stillness, the angularity of her lines, and the stick-like straightness of her legs make her look like a halfpenny gingerbread horse. She is probably lost in thought. Anyone who has been torn away from the plough, from the familiar grey landscapes, and cast into this slough full of monstrous lights, of unceasing uproar and hurrying people, is bound to think. It is a long time since Iona and his nag have budged. They came out of the yard before dinner time, and not a single fare yet. But now the shades of evening are falling on the town. The pale light of the street lamps changes to a vivid colour, and the bustle of the street grows noisier.
"Sledge to Vyborgska," Iona hears. "Sledge!"
Iona starts, and through his snow-plastered eyelashes sees an officer in a military overcoat with a hood over his head.
"To Vyborgska," repeats the officer. "Are you asleep? To Vyborgska!"
In a token of assent, Iona gives a tug at the reins, which sends cakes of snow flying from the horse's back and shoulders. The officer gets into the sledge. The sledge driver clicks to the horse, cranes his neck like a swan, rises in his seat, and more from habit than necessity, brandishes his whip. The mare cranes her neck too, crooks her stick-like legs, and hesitatingly sets off.
"Where are you shoving, you devil?"
Iona immediately hears shouts from the dark mass shifting to and fro before him.
"Where the devil are you going? Keep to the right! You don't know how to drive! Keep to the right!"
says the officer angrily. A coachman driving a carriage swears at him. A pedestrian crossing the road and brushing the horse's nose with his shoulder looks at him angrily and shakes the snow off his sleeve. Iona fidgets on the box as though he was sitting on thorns, jerks his elbows, and turns his eyes about like one possessed, as though he did not know where he was or why he was there.
"What rascals they all are," says the officer jocosely. "They are simply doing their best to run up against you or fall under the horse's feet. They must be doing it on purpose."
Iona looks at his fare and moves his lips. Apparently he means to say something, but nothing comes but a sniff.
"What?"
inquires the officer. Iona gives a wry smile, and straining his throat, brings out huskily,
My son died this week, sir."
What did he die of?"
Iona turns his whole body round to his fare and says,
"Who can tell? It must have been from fever. He lay 3 days in the hospital, and then he died. God's will." "Turn round, you devil,"
comes out of the darkness.
"Have you gone cracked, you old dog? Look where you're going." "Drive on, drive on,"
says the officer.
"We shan't get there till tomorrow going on like this. Hurry up."
The sledge driver cranes his neck again, rises in his seat, and with heavy grace swings his whip.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?